There is absolutely a goal we want to accomplish with all of this. Sexual assault is a serious crime. It's something we all have to take very seriously, and it's something that we have to work together to make certain that no one suffers from this kind of crime in the future. It's not easy work. There's no doubt about that. And you heard from the amazing stories today and the women who are courageous and bold enough to stand up and tell those stories, because it takes enormous courage. And I can say that from a very, very personal aspect, that to be able to stand up and tell that something like that has happened in your life immediately takes courage that you can't possibly imagine. And listening to the stories today and knowing that there are plenty of survivors on our campus that need our support, there's plenty of work to be done to make sure that that support goes on, not just for today, but for the future and forever. I am. I will convey to them, obviously, the things that we're doing on campus, as well as, I think, the results of the conversations today, which tell me that we've got plenty of work to do. We're certainly scratching the surface. We've heard, I think, some positive things, but we've also heard a lot of places where we can make great improvements. You know, things that we put in place that we thought were working pretty well, to hear from students that, in fact, some of those things aren't working nearly as well as we'd like, that's going to be good places to start. Those are places we can make immediate improvements. We redesigned our website in January, and I insisted that there be a one button to push, and obviously that's not working. So we got to get that done right away, Joe. But that's, you know, those are the kinds of things that we can do immediately to make progress on this instantaneously.
So many students are asking for a zero tolerance policy.
They are, yes. Yeah, well, we're going to have to look at the policy, and I take my direction on policy issues from people like Monique, who really understand the work, who really understand how to do these kinds of things and how to write good policy. So we'll be sitting down and looking at those policies and making certain that we come up with something that conveys zero tolerance. Because I think the students have a point. You know, if we have zero tolerance on plagiarism and we don't have zero tolerance on something like sexual assault, we're missing the boat. You know, we simply just haven't put something in place that sends the right message in that regard.
Does it remain difficult, obviously, because there's such thing as being accused and then such thing as being convicted?
You know, these are not simple issues. These are very complex issues. And they're very sensitive at times. We know that. But that doesn't mean that we can't make progress and shouldn't keep trying. I think that's the most important thing, is that we've got plenty of work to do, and we have to absolutely support survivors. To think that there are young men and women out there who are survivors of sexual assault or sexual abuse, whatever it might be, that aren't getting help or don't have the opportunity to tell their story is horrendous to me. I said today that I told a story that I've only ever shared among friends. And sometimes I've shared it among friends, and I've joked about it, because that's how I've tried to cope with it. Sharing it today to the wider audience was very challenging, to say the least. But I felt it was at least necessary to start the conversation so that people in the room knew that it was a safe place to do that. And we could hear those stories. And you heard them. You heard them today.
And a lot of things were brought up today, but what are you personally going to do to make sure that things are taken so students feel safe?
Absolutely follow up on many of the suggestions today, as well as, I said, look back at some of the things that we thought were working, that we have in place. We actually do pride ourselves, because the Department of Justice has come to us on a number of occasions and said to us, you're doing well, you got good policies in place. And what I heard today is that word is not getting out to our students. That's not well understood. So I think those are some of the places that we start. And we manage to get the right kind of information out there to the right people. And we go from there. There'll be a lot to do. It won't get done in a month. Representative Masher is great in terms of saying, let's come back in a month and have a conversation about the progress that we've made. I think there's some things we'll definitely have done within a month. But there are things that are going to take some longer-term work to be certain that we do them well and do them right.
Are you worried at all about tomorrow's meeting with the Board of Regents, the fact that they had to call a special meeting?
You know, I welcome the opportunity to be able to explain to them what we're doing on our campus. It's important work. And as a board, I'm glad they're engaged and they're interested. I think it's important for them to understand these things. I think it's important for them to hear these kinds of conversations and understand that on our college campuses today, we have these kinds of issues that need to be dealt with in a strong and effective way.
Sexual assault was discussed on this campus before. Certainly there was a flood here, but is this one of the biggest challenges you've ever faced?
You know, my life as a university president is filled with challenges, whether it's a flood that causes $1 billion worth of damage on our campus or one student hurt and harmed. I mean, the goal is to never have another student hurt or harmed, whether it's by sexual assault, domestic violence, any of the ways in which people can be hurt. These are criminal offenses. We have to treat them like criminal offenses, and we have to be strong in terms of how we convey the message to the public as well as to our own students.